By popular request, I decided I was going to open source PubStreamer tonight, and so now it's available on the Lower Elements GitHub organization. I'll have the link for it down in the description. Just a couple notes before you download this. Application patching is completely broken. 64-bit, certain 64-bit applications work like Firefox. Others will crash like Goldwave or Team Talk. Your mileage is definitely going to vary. 32-bit application support is even more glitchy. I also was not able to verify if there are any security holes on the user-facing side. So if anyone has any issues with PubStreamer regarding security vulnerabilities and stuff, do keep in mind this is a program that connects to the internet, so you use it at your own risk. I am a vibe coder, not a developer, so I cannot verify the program myself to make sure that it is free of all security vulnerabilities. So whatever happens, you use this program at your own risk. If you're willing to contribute on GitHub, this is licensed under the GPL version 3. Certain components that have been used in this project are GPL v3 licensed, so that is what the entire project is licensed under. Just keep that in mind. Contributions are welcome if you want to fix bugs or, you know, whatever else. And if anybody knows how to fix application patching, pull requests are absolutely welcome in that regard. So just so you know, it's kind of glitchy. I wasn't able to get anyone to verify the code, and people really wanted me to publish this. So I do so under the pretense, again, that you use this at your own risk. But I hope you guys can get some use out of this. I've put a lot of love and time and energy into making sure that this program does what I want it to do. So I've sat around for days trying to fix certain issues with the application patching, among other issues as well. So the only reason it's as stable as it is now is because I sat there for days and poured a lot of energy into that. So I hope you all can get some use out of that. And if not, desktop audio patching like Loopback should be good enough to use. So that is another option as well. I would like to have more comprehensive documentation. The README is just a tech spec. It tells you how you're supposed to run it, and so I would strongly recommend reading readme.md. It is also made by Claude, just so you know. But I am hoping on writing the documentation myself, because I mean, that's just, I just kind of want to do the writing part myself. That's something I know how to do, and that's something I'm decent at. So, but if anyone else wants to help out with that as well, then be my guest. And I think that's pretty much it. If any of you have questions, leave them in the comments. I'll try to answer them as best as I can.